Yeah, this is a new microphone.
Is it omnidirectional? Is it?
I don't know. I doubt it's omnidirectional. It's probably unidirectional. But it has a background. It has
filter.
A background noise thing, which is kind of weird. Like,
you need to get like a 50 mil fountain.
But that's the weird thing, because you can't really like hold it without messing things up.
Now say something, Emma.
Sorry?
Alright, I was just testing the audio. So, I think it's now. Oh, alright. What are we talking about? It's the working directory in the where that opens up to, which is like /IPython. That's the only thing you can write to.
Okay.
Yeah. So but anybody else can log in. And,
I can't hear anyone else talking.
All right.
Emma, can you hear me?
Hi, Emma. Can you hear me through that thing, too, if I'm this far away?
Here, I've seen this design before. Is this the plan? Or you want it in the thingy?
That thing's okay.
Yeah. All right. Goals. Let's talk about goals.
I haven't seen any goals this month.
Oh, yeah. My goals are to have my publication ready hopefully by the end of this month, definitely by mid to early November. And then I'm starting to look at this RNA-seq data, finding some cool patterns, so keep looking at that. And be a very good TA.
Start off with a good last minute.
Did you see my note? I think those graphs look good. It would be interesting to maybe break it out by. Who else is showing this group? Did people see those from?
Probably not. I did them late on Friday.
My glance.
basically plotting what you can consider.
So I've broken up the data into expression that has a value less than one and expression that has a value greater than one. And then I broke it into these categories that I was looking at for my paper, also with the pies, where you have unmethylated regions, sparsely methylated, and then methylated, which is between 50% and 100, I think. So what we're finding is that the methylated regions, there's a greater proportion of methylated regions where expression is greater, right? Yeah. Which is interesting, because if that these patterns are true, then that would be the opposite of the mammalian system.
What are the axes?
Well, on the X, it's just broken up into those two categories, and then the Y is percent methylation. Or no, Y would be proportion, just contribution to the expression category. I don't know. I need to figure that out better. But these are just rough graphs I like pumped out in a few minutes. So
what is it?
It's the proportion that each methylated category is contributing to that expression level.
What's methylated?
The regions that are shown in the colors here. No, it's not.
Promoter.
Oh yeah, it's promoter. Sorry.
Is it just promoter?
Yeah, these are all promoter regions. That's a key thing.
Maybe we should make the vitamin better in the morning.
Yeah, probably. I haven't had my coffee yet.
No.
Yeah. So sorry, that's kind of key. These are all promoter regions.
Yeah. So it's the expression of the gene
within promoter regions. So, I mean, I need to work on that more, but...
Is there anybody that do staff and stuff like this in the menu?
You want to think about these different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a whole, in aggregate, like with the different three of the categories between the two, you do compositional data analysis.
What graph do you want me to talk about?
I don't know. Do you have any graphs?
No? Can you put up lyrics to a good song, though? Maybe we could sing some Vanessa Williams?
Yeah.
All right. Goals?
I guess. Whatever. You've got the mic.
So I spent a lot of time compiling the nanostring data at the end of the week last week, and I have all... I feel good. I have... mega spreadsheet. Each assay we got from them over a year and a half comes as its own Excel spreadsheet with like lots of numbers in it. So I've kind of summarized it, and so I think I can look at that spreadsheet and just be able to write up our results from that. Nothing too earth-shattering. There's like probably 30 sites that we got methylation data for, like specific CG loci, and none of them were really polymorphic between the samples except for one. Most of them were just unmethylated in all the samples we looked at. One was constitutively methylated, and then one was maybe a little different between larvae and all the other samples. So it's not like super exciting. And then the assay wasn't great. We didn't have the genome at the time, so probe design was a little hard. So doing that, and then I still am looking at the microarray data. I did a lot with the data they gave us last week, and that was only the hypermethylation, as I found out, between treatment and control. So they redid the analysis, so now I'll look at methylation in the ones where it's lower than in the controls. And then I'm already trying to think about validation for that because I did the microarray on pools and I don't have very large samples for those, so the validation will be kind of interesting, whether it's doing some kind of cloning or a pyro sequencing or something to make sure it's for real. That's it. Yep, I got another 233 regions. Okay. So I need to annotate those and kind of take a look at those.
Yeah, I could interject something else if you want. I'll pass it to Jake and let him tell us his goals.
Do you want the mic?
No, she's not.
Awesome. That's right. Okay, Emma, what makes good goals? I'll have to think of some. I actually have two on my plate, at least, that I know of. I need to get my essays written for the GRFP, because that's due, like, second week of November. So those should be done by the end of this month. And then the other one is to find a good protocol for DNA extraction on large sample sets for seed oysters, and then at least try that once or twice before the end of the month. So that's my two goals. Pass my
No.
Go out to the sample site. Yeah, go out and see my animals. I don't know why. Yeah, go out and see my animals and then check them out and make sure they're okay and
liberate them.
Yes, liberate them.
So the microphone works, Emma. You can only hear one person at a time, right?
Yeah.
All right. I know. Well, we could check the we could bring the other one back. Oh, I'm sorry, Emma. What are your goals?
Well, I have one thing goal first, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
I mean, Jake, you're probably going to figure this out, but there's a Qiagen 96 well, so I call them DNA extraction protocol that works really well.
For seed oysters?
But it's like high throughput, you need a centrifuge. My goals are to get my manuscript. I can see you guys laughing, but I have no idea what you're saying. But I'm just going to keep on going.
We weren't laughing, then, were we?
Manuscript. And I also need to, I'm going to start testing the enzymatic assays that I'm going to be doing for my work in France. I need to make sure that I can, I have done two different extraction methods on some test gill samples, and now I need to make sure that the enzymatic assays will work. I need to test both extraction methods to make sure I'll actually get an assay to work on both of them, because there's some disagreement as to whether the two assays I'm going to do will work for both methods. It's confusing. So I'm working on that right now, so that when I have that all figured out, I can just kind of blast through my samples in an efficient way and not waste any tissue. I'm also going to that proteomics conference in about a week, so I'm excited about that, to learn more about some proteomics and meet some European researchers. Yeah, and that's about it for October.
Did you already do your talk that you practiced for us?
I did that last week. It went pretty well. I got a lot of questions at the end because I told them they could ask me questions in French. So I got a lot of questions and I got some good input from people. That was really helpful.
Okay. That's good.
And a cool epigenetics thing, at the wedding I went to this weekend, I sat next to a guy who works for a biotech, and they develop antibodies to do therapeutic epigenetic stuff here in Boston. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Probably the one person at the wedding who knows
what
epigenetics are, and I happen to
say. All right. The Unseminar thing, open notebook series, Unseminar this month. The one option is bringing Dan and Bill back.
They kind of
want it. Daly's Dan wants to come back. That's probably the best. That's probably a good thing. See about the oh, we could also do it separately, but we need to address the kind of the filling up space, but also we kind of told them that we'd have the stuff together, the libraries and the second our real data put together, and then we're going to see how to go forward, which would be an interesting conversation too, right? I have some other ideas, but that's probably the most efficient use of time. Seem good? Do you want to check with them? Do you want to talk to Dan? And I'll try to get the stuff together. I'm still working on this data sharing thing. I haven't done anything, but that's one of my goals, to keep moving that up. Want to talk a little bit about Claire's and Yanook's samples. I'll email Yanook today, but just as a general, it's because it's relevant to several people, is how we should go about what we might do with Yanook samples. Given what we know about Claire samples, so he gave. Do you have any knowledge about the expectations regarding that? Do y'all ever you and Charlotte and Yanook ever talk about what he sent, or Emma?
Well, I know about the samples. They're from his 15-day pesticide exposure, right?
Yes, with several different
combinations of pesticides, right?
Yeah.
I know that he just did a Western blot with an AMPK alpha phosphorylation site, and it looks like there's a disruption in the expression in at least one of his treatments.
A disruption in what?
In the expression or in the activation of this AMPK alpha. So he's seeing some kind of molecular signature already, so the hope is to see if there's some epigenetic influence.
Okay, so we've kind of, these are pooled larvae. You didn't happen to spec them?
They're pooled spat.
Pooled spat. Yeah. Sam, did you happen to spec them? What do they look like? So this is kind of what, for y'all that, so it's like he gave us three, they're pooled, obviously, probably, spat, DNA, sent us three controls, three metaconazoles, three isopropanols, three metaconazoles with a different concentration, and ditto with the isoproteron, and then it looks like a couple mixtures. So a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. treatments and one control. That, am I doing my math right? And so, yeah, one, two, three, four. Yeah, one, yeah. Just the mixtures are only done at one dose. So what I was thinking was we would do, well, in my mind, we'd pull them in equal concentrations between treatments, and then do bisulfite sequencing. But what we're gathering, looking at Claire's data, I don't know if this is even going to work, is the amount of information that we glean from the bisulfite is relatively small. Let's see if I know how to do this. Because we get so much information that is zeroed, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just nod your head. Let me try to pull that up to see what your thoughts are on that. If I can get that real quick. All right, so that makes sense, right? Claire, can you turn the refrigerator off, please?
How did you make it so you could see that in Python?
It's a bookmarklet that renders any IPython code into a web page. It's called Notebook Viewer.
Oh, cool.
So my point being that there's like a lot of zero. So this is percent methylation across all samples. This is one and so on and so on.
This is CG only.
What's this?
CG only.
Nope. That's everything. CG only, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I even got to even have that. I must not have that graphed. But I guess my concern is if how much data is it worth doing that? And we talked to Sam earlier about maybe doing MBD first, but then it becomes so much more expensive. It's like $400 more in a library. What do you think, Mac? Is there something else to do besides doing the bisulfite? Emma, can you remind me? Am I paying for all this, or are they paying for something, or? Yeah.
And so you could do like an exchange where you pay for some of your Nuke stuff, because I don't imagine that they want you to pay for his stuff.
Okay.
I can ask Charlotte about it.
Yeah. I'll send an email today. Yeah, I guess I can keep doing the numbers. I don't see any other kind of quick solution. Another thing is about all libraries, we've got about 50% of the reads map back, which was kind of low, though quite a few singles. Sam, go ahead and make a note and just go ahead and get that other one sequenced. You know, maybe maybe we'll talk later about sending you Nook samples down. Giving your thoughts, Mac, about a different way to approach to his experimental design and an effective way to assess whether the pesticides affect the DNA methylation pattern. Well, there's also the time issue. So Yanook will be here mid-November, maybe November 8th is early. So we're also like fighting against this time crunch. And it's going to be tough. I mean, we got lucky with Claire's because I think somebody else was already going and we got in. So. Yeah, so that's what, I mean, that's my gut feeling is there's just no resources nor time to do anything to the libraries except sequence them bisulfite, in my opinion. But I have never done any kind of MBD anything, so I don't know what that involves. I mean, the other approach is just do an MBD-seq, right, and not do the bisulfite part. But I always like the bisulfite because I just have this feeling that you get more information, but I could be wrong. But what you're saying is do the libraries and just sequence multiple lanes, just bisulfite. If you don't get enough, just keep going. Or just do it two off the bat, which is just a money thing. Yeah, so put the money into more sequencing and do it. I mean, to me, we're definitely going to find something. I'm a little concerned, well, not concerned, but we can't do all the reps. I mean, that's cost prohibitive. I mean, I'll lay it out on the email to see about their money. I mean, but they've got these reps. It'd be nice to go back and look at them again individually, but I guess you could do that whenever you figure out how you're going to validate your stuff. I mean, it would be almost be the same approach, right?
But to validate, it's a lot of work because it's pyrazine and or cloning, and you know, so if you have a lot of targets, you're not going to be able to validate everything. It would be nice to have a replicates.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Ideally, yeah, yeah. It's just a cost thing, because then you would want to, you'd have to get coverage in all libraries, and you'd definitely be going in. So I might lay out the best thing to me to do is probably lay out the scenarios on an email to them and see how they want to go. But my suggestion probably, if I'm paying for it, is pool an equal quantity and go. I guess we could do the math. I guess I can do the math. So you're not going to convince me to not do bisulfite? Okay, or just MBD, just bisulfite. Yeah. All right. So that's it. Any other thing?
I mean, that doesn't save you money anyway.
Well, it doesn't save you any money, maybe. Well, it might.
Oh, you're thinking you can get more individuals and perhaps
yes.
Replication by doing just MBD.
Well, that's what's on the table is you don't get so many zeros. Because you can squeeze more into a lane. But then again, cost-wise, it might balance itself out, and it's more work.
Yeah.
Right. That's what my thought is, but I don't, like I said, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting experiment. The other possibility, yeah, is to lay it out. But either way, you need to bug me to get those samples downtown. So I gotta do that today. What time is it? 9:30. All right.
Any those who haven't already said want to talk about what they're up to?
Using the microphone. This is so cool.
Yeah. So
Last week I dealt with Yanook samples. I'm working with getting chemicals for Emma's stuff. Emma, did you get my emails?
I did.
But you're not in France, so. Yeah.
She assured me that that's what they use, and I was like, is it in a different language? Why is there the J? And she couldn't really give me a clear answer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was very strange. I still don't know exactly what that means. I mean, for something that's supposed to be iodine, I was expecting to see I.
Yeah, and it wasn't so old.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's from, like, 1965.
Yeah, it's really old. And the bottle's even broken. Like,
yeah, it's, like, dusty.
Yeah.
Alright, okay.
I mean, maybe you, like, get a better answer if you just, like, call. Because I looked at the side of the bottle.
Okay.
There's never been on the side of the bottle.
Okay, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll just call Sigma and see if they have any idea what that stuff actually is. Because it would be sweet if I didn't have to deal with the iodine, and I could buy whatever KJ03 is.
Yeah.
Maybe
send them a picture of the bottle, and maybe tell them what that is.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, there's no element with the letter J, of course, so it's confusing. However, when I Google that formula, it comes up with KIO3. So it's bizarre. Anyways, I'm dealing with that stuff on Friday. I played around with trying to install these Python modules, pandas, and panda SQL, which I thought Friday night I had them working, but then the Hummingbird IPython installation seemed to fail, and so I can't really retest them. However, Steven said he was able to get through on my notebook sometime this weekend and said that they still didn't work, so I don't know. I've been playing around with that. And then I ordered some new primers for this C1Q methylation stuff that C-Dog was working on a while ago. So I have those primers in now and going to redo some PCRs.
Last week was NSA PCS. Had a great time. Missed all of y'all. It would have been great if you were there. There were some cool talks. My favorite one was on the phage that is specific to Vibrio tibiaci. And this guy, Gary Richards, you remember him?
The Delaware guy. Yeah, yeah.
Who's been working on this for decades. Got it. Found him. He's looking for a needle in a haystack, and he found the phage, which is a pretty cool story. I actually had to give his talk because he's a Fed. So he had to fly back on Tuesday. Flew in on Monday, flew back on Tuesday.
Your favorite talk was the one you gave.
Well, it's his talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my second favorite talk was the one I gave, too. And Katie did a great job on her talk. It was well received. This week, I after catching up on some sleep, I hope, I'm so tired. Launching into the Rock Scallop project that was just funded, rack stuff, so getting that going and getting the Olympia Oyster sampling stuff on the schedule. So if you want to go out in the middle of the night and sample and look at oysters, fun, it'll be happening at the end of the month.
How far towards the end of the month?
In the 20s.
Okay.
Jake and I need to meet and work out the dates.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even sure what days they are.
I'm going to look up the title stuff today, and then I'll send you a list of all the possible
dates. Yeah,
we
need
times.
To get that like, on the calendar and like, today.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Like, that's really a high priority, because we also need Joff to coordinate with Lynn so that he comes after us with a shotgun in the middle of the night. Talk to Rick.
What?
We need to make sure Rick lets whoever that is, the neighbors of... Those scary neighbors of Manchester.
Or Well, yeah, I mean, we've also got to deal with the furlough, too. I mean, why not, we've got, if that's still in effect.
We have to arrive by boat.
Well, yeah, if that'll play. I think Doug was saying that Andy has it. Does Andy have a canoe out there?
Andy has a canoe at his house.
And, yeah. All right. So anyway, yeah, but there's so many logistics we need to have. I think the goal should be next lab meeting next week. You should be ready to kind of present all the logistics. Yeah.
You have to. You could launch from Manchester State Park right next door.
Yeah.
Boating at 2 a.m.
Shotgun?
Yeah, really?
No. So the neighbors of Manchester, is it the Navy? Who is that?
Navy, yeah.
The Navy get a little uptight if they, even during the day, if they see people out there, it's too close to their line. So I'm worried that if we're out there with headlamps on them,
might shoot you.
They're going to consider us terrorists.
Well, if you're out there with headlamps and a shotgun, you're going to look a little more friendly.
I don't want a shotgun. I'm worried about their
Yeah.
I don't want to be armed. I just gives them reasons to shoot.
Yeah.
No. I just don't want to be chased down with a shotgun. So we just have to make sure everybody knows what we're doing. You know, and the head of Dave Off Bay, you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah,
creepy.
In the middle of the night.
Transport, and that's going to work. Are we going to carpool in one person's car? Are we taking a state vehicle?
Yeah, we'll hear all about that next Black Day.
Yeah. But there'll be four different days. And if you want to join us on any of them, they're nights actually. They're early mornings.
Uh-huh.
If you've never done it, it's awesome. Mac can attest to this.
Wow.
Two in the morning.
Hannah, what's your
day? I've been blasting. I should be done blasting against all the different databases either by the end of this week or early next week. So that's where I'm at.
What are you blasting?
The Olympia Oyster nucleotides.
Yep. So the version 3 of the transcriptome.
Yep.
And
it's been super fun. Yeah. Watching that little asterisk make sure that the computer's running. It's real fun.
Nothing new with me. Still furloughed.
No. Just can't go over there.
And you really get back pay for when you're furloughed? Is that
I'm an RA, so.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But is that really true that the feds are paying people to be furloughed?
They're supposed to be signing a bill later this week that'll allow that. Or at least the Department of Defense will.
What's that?
Can we call that the conch?
Yes, we can.
Only if you can hear the ocean.
Put it in a conch. Is this microphone more annoying, Emma, or better?
It's more annoying because I can only hear the person who's holding it.
Okay. Yeah, all right. We'll go back to the little stand one I had. I just wanted to try it out. I never thought about it in that regard. So. Okay. Anything else? I had a, I was showing Caroline my the Katie's talk, and we couldn't get the title. We couldn't wrap our heads around the title. Putting aphrodisiacs to sleep.
Why is it?
Oh, I should have got that. Okay, I would guess. Okay, but anyways, I posted. I don't know if all of her things came up, but I posted those two presentations. Seems like we must have lost some figures and updated this page this weekend. We did get quite a bit of traffic from people for using that address. Really? Yeah. So
they took it down.
Yeah, because we got some of the. I mean, it's not high, but we got some of the most hits on this. On this site, after Brent showed it to him, so people were looking at it and typing it in. So that's good. So I updated it.
What's that section that's going?
This is Brent's, which is,
yeah. No data.
No, it's great. Well, there's data. There's different sizes. Anything else? I'm going to talk maybe next week with somebody from San Francisco State that's doing Ole's research, and I told you about that, I think, Brent, some student, and see what she has to say. And next week we'll hear about the logistics of the sampling. Anything else? Anything else with you, Emma? When are you going back to France?
This evening, in about 6 hours.
No, you don't sound that excited. To be going back.
11 hours of travel.
Yeah.
It's far.
All right. I redid the methods. Take a look at that, Emma, and see if I still have everything correct, and I should give to the results to later today. All right?
I'll check it out.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thanks for joining us, Emma. We'll talk to you later. Bye, Emma.
Bye,
Cooper. She sounded really sad.
When she was sick.